Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Wednesday, the 17th of October 2018 is 1997 Philadelphia Eagles season. The 1997 Philadelphia Eagles season was their 65th in the National Football League, NFL. The team failed to improve on their previous output of 10-6, going only 6-9-1 and failing to reach the playoffs for the first time in three seasons. This was the season where the team was sponsored by the Starters brand. Lowlights of the 1997 campaign included a disheartening one-point loss at Dallas in Week 3, where starter Ty Detmer led the Birds on a potential game-winning drive late in regulation, only to see holder Tommy Hutton botch the hold on what would have been the deciding field goal from ex-Cowboys kicker Chris Boneal. In Week 7, the Eagles lost their first ever game against the three-season-old Jacksonville Jaguars, and on November 10, in a Monday Night Football 24-12 home loss against San Francisco, a fan was spotted firing a flare gun in the upper deck. 6 days later, at Memorial Stadium, the Eagles and Ravens engaged in a 10-10 tie, Philadelphia's first deadlock since 1986 against the Cardinals. One bright spot during the year came on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, when rookie Bobby Hoying stepped in under center and threw for a career-high 313 yards and 4 touchdowns in a 44-42 win against the Cincinnati Bengals. The 1997 campaign was notable in that it ended a 13-year radio partnership between broadcasters Merrill Reese and former Eagle Stan Walters on 94 WHIP. Mike Quick became the color commentator the following season. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:40 UTC on Wednesday, the 17th of October 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1997 Philadelphia Eagles season. This podcast is produced by Arbel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Russell. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.